Like to read now from Revelation chapter 5, Revelation chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. The Word of God says, "And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?' And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. One of the elders said unto me, 'Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, 'Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.' And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever.' And the four beasts said, 'Amen.' And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever." If correctly read, that's Revelation chapter 5. There are a lot of different things that we could look at in this chapter. The main thought that's on my heart this morning is found in Revelation chapter 5 and verse 5. You'll notice that in the beginning of this chapter that there was one sitting on the throne, and that's God the Father who was sitting on the throne. And he had in his right hand a little book. The rest of the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 6 through 20, are all about what was in that book, the opening of the seven seals that were in that book. But there was one sitting on the throne, and he had a little book in his right hand. And John, who wrote the book of Revelation, John wanted to see what was in that book. And as he wept, because there was no one worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, as he wept, we read that in verse 4, "And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon." Verse 5 says, "And one of the elders saith unto me, 'Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.'" I want us to think about verse 5, where after John had been weeping because he wanted to see the book opened and wanted to see what was in that book, and there was no man in heaven or in earth, there was no man that was worthy to open the book. Verse 5 says, "Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof." I want us to think about that expression where the angel said to John, "Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book." The main part of that expression that's on my heart is that the lion, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed. And that's the main thought that's on my heart. The Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed. Now that lion is called in this verse the Lion of the tribe of Judah, but he is called something else in every other place in the fifth chapter of the book of Revelation. He's called something other than the lion. What else is he called in the rest of the places that there is reference to him in the rest of chapter 5? What are the other references calling him? The Lamb. Over and over we find worthy is the Lamb. Okay, he's called the root of David, but most of the time in the rest of this chapter we find the words worthy is the Lamb. You remember that when John the Baptist began preaching, that the first thing that John the Baptist said about Jesus Christ is, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." We need to see and to know that Jesus is the Lamb of God, which took away the sin of the world. We need to see and know that Jesus Christ was the Lamb that was described in Isaiah chapter 53 that was without spot and without blemish. He is the Lamb of God that took away the sin of the world. But we also need to know that He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And in this verse, the fifth verse, the Scripture says, "Behold," well, first of all, it says, and this is important, "weep not, weep not." I believe that God would have us as His people to be a happy people. I believe that God would have us not to be going around sad and weeping all the time and not to be sorrowful. And the reason that we don't need to be weeping is the same reason that John was told, "Weep not." The Scripture says, "Weep not, for behold, the Lamb of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed." That's the reason that we don't have any reason to weep today. The reason that we don't have any reason to weep is because the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. He has prevailed in every way that we can ever consider. I want us to begin by looking at, in the context, how did this Lion, the tribe of the tribe of Judah, how did Jesus prevail in the context that we're looking at? He prevailed in that He was willing and able, and the only one who was willing and able to take the book and to open the seals thereof. He prevailed, the Scripture says, that He hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. No one else could open this book. No one else could release the seven seals. But the Lamb, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, He prevailed to open the book. And when John began to read and hear and see those things, he rejoiced and he stopped weeping because he was happy to finally see what was in the book. And I want you to know today that we also, that sometimes when we're reading and studying and we want to see and to know and to understand what's in this book, we need to understand that we ought not to just be weeping because we don't understand something, but we need to be praying like John did. We need to be praying that Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, that He would open the book to us. We have the Word of God, and we have our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and He is able. Jesus is able. The Lion of the tribe of Judah is able to open the book and to reveal to you the things that are in the Word of God. Jesus is the only one, God is the only one that can reveal truth to you. Did you know that I cannot reveal truth? No other man can reveal truth. No man in heaven or in earth or under the earth, no one is able to reveal truth except God. I can stand and preach the Word of God to the best of my ability, but you cannot see the truth in the Word of God unless Jesus comes and prevails and opens the book so that you can see the things that are written in the book. You remember when Jesus came to His apostles and asked them, "Whom do you say that I am?" And Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee." Hath not what? Revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. If you know that Jesus is the Christ today, and if you know any other truth that's in God's Word, it's because the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed and has opened the book and has blessed you to see and understand truth in His Word. And so it is that as John was told, weep not, for behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. As John was able to stop weeping, we too ought to be rejoicing that God has opened the book to us and blessed us to see and understand truths in His holy Word. To understand that He is not just the Lamb of God. First, to understand that He is the Lamb of God is a great blessing, but to understand that He is not only the Lamb of God, but to also understand He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. To understand He is Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. To understand that His name is Jesus, and His name is Jesus because He came to save His people from their sins. To understand that He came and He is now the King of kings and Lord of lords today, right now, He is ruling and reigning. Understanding all of those truths and the rest of the truths that you know, that's a reason for you to weep not. Weep not. What did the angel say to John? Weep not, for behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. Not only do I need to not weep because God has shown me some things in His Word, and I need to keep asking Him to show me more things in His Word, I want you to know there's nobody here that understands all the Word of God. I don't believe any man has ever lived on the earth and fully understood all the truth there is in God's Word. But we need to, every day, we need to be saying, God, please, show me more truth. Open up more of Your Word to me. But there's another reason that we sometimes weep. Go back in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 4. We'll find that not only do we sometimes weep because we don't understand some of the truth in the Word, but then Jesus will come, the Lion of the tribe of Judah will come and open the book. But there's another reason that we sometimes weep, and that reason is because of temptation. And I want you to know that in Matthew chapter 4, that if all you knew was the first verse, if the only thing you read was verse 1, do you know I believe that you would weep? Listen to Matthew 4 and verse 1. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 1, the Word of God says, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil." Now, if you didn't know what happened, how would you feel right here? If you knew that Jesus was being led of the Spirit up into the wilderness to be tempted, how would you feel if that's all the truth you knew? If you didn't know the rest of chapter 4, if you didn't know what happened when they went up into the wilderness, when Jesus went up into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, if you didn't know what happened, might you weep? Especially when you know that when you are faced with temptation, what do we sometimes do when we are faced with temptation? We yield to temptation. So often in our lives, we yield to temptation. And that's one of the reasons that Jesus says that we're to pray, "Lead us not into temptation." We yield to temptation. And we weep because we yield to temptation. But I want you to hear the good news this morning. Weep not, because the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed over temptation. I want you to know that even though we sometimes yield to temptation, and even though we sometimes sin, that Jesus was tempted. And He was tempted in all points like we are, yet He was without sin. Though He was tempted, yet He never yielded to those temptations. What did He do? What did the lion of the tribe of Judah do? He prevailed. What does the text say in Revelation chapter 5 and verse 5? It says, "Weep not. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed." I want you to see the victorious Jesus. I want you to see the power of Jesus. I want you to know that we ought not to weep today because Jesus is omnipotent. I want you to see that we ought not to weep today because Jesus did not yield to temptation. And as He went out into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, the Scripture says in verse 2 and 3, "And when He had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, He was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to Him and said, 'If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread.' But He answered," that is Jesus answered, you know what I would have done right there? You know what I would have done right there when the devil said, "If you're really the Son of God, command that these stones be made into bread." I'd have said two things. I'd have said, first of all, I'm hungry, and I can command those stones to be turned into bread, and I'll eat that bread. Second thing I would have said was, I'm going to prove that I'm the Son of God. You don't believe I'm the Son of God, I'm going to prove it, and I'll turn this into bread to prove that to you. That's what the devil was doing, was tempting Him. He was baiting Him. He said, "If thou be the Son of God," and He knew He was hungry. He said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be turned into bread." And Jesus did something right here that was essential. If He had done what I would have done, He would have sinned. If He had done what I would have done, He would have not prevailed. But I want to tell you that in this passage of Scripture, when Jesus was tempted, that we don't have to weep. We can say, "Weep not, for behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah prevailed over Satan right here." When Satan tried to get Him to yield to temptation, when the tempter came, when He was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, the lion of the tribe of Judah, what did He do? What did He do? He prevailed. Right, He prevailed. How did He prevail? Brother Mike said he quoted Scripture. Yes. Do you know the most important way for you to prevail over Satan? You see, not only has the lion of the tribe of Judah prevailed, we ought to be prevailing. We ought to be overcoming. We ought to be victorious over Satan. And we can be victorious. And when we are tempted, we need to do what Jesus did. We need to know the Word of God. We need to quote the Word of God. When I was raising my children, one of the things that kept me going as a parent was what God's Word says over and over about discipline. Now, two of our children were very easy to raise. You could just speak to them, just pick your fingers, and everything was fine. One of them was so hard-headed it took almost a 2x4 sometimes to get his attention. And sometimes on Saturday I would spank him over and over and over, and I would think, it's just not working. It's just not worth it. But brethren, if you'll just prevail, if you'll just follow the Word of God, if you'll remember what God's Word has to say, and if you'll persevere in the Word of God, God will give you and your children a great victory over Satan. If you yield and you let your children begin to do things contrary to the Word of God, you have been overcome by Satan, and your children will be overcome by Satan. So, quoting the Word of God, all temptations that we face, what did Jesus do in every temptation that the devil put in front of Him here? Every time He said, "It is written," in this first temptation He said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." How did the lion of the tribe of Judah, how did he prevail? How did he overcome? How was he victorious over these temptations? He was victorious because he knew the Word of God. There is no more powerful tool. that you have and that you must have to overcome the devil in your life than the Word of God. Ignorance of God's Word. God says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. If you don't know what the Word of God says, you'll yield to temptation. Go with me to Matthew chapter 16. Let me ask you, is there any reason for you to weep whenever you're led into temptation? What are you supposed to do when you're led into temptation? What do you need to do? Whenever you're tempted, what do you need to do? Well, you need to call on the name of the Lord. You need to know the word of the Lord. You need to quote the word of the Lord. You need to repeat the word of God over and over. Go with me to Matthew chapter 16. Do you sometimes worry about the church? Do you sometimes weep about the church in America today? The church in America, brethren, the church in America, the true church in America, is much smaller than it's ever been before. The true church in America is much smaller than it has ever been before. As the number of people that are willing to follow God's Word and to use God's Word as our only rule of faith and practice, as the number of people decreases that are willing to follow the Word of God, sometimes the people of God begin to weep and wail, and they begin to cry, and they begin to mourn at the conditions that are in Zion. But I want you to know that the Word of God tells me, weep not, for behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed. I want you to know that even though many of God's children may turn their back on the Word of God, many of God's children may turn their back on the church, I want you to know the church of Jesus Christ will remain forever. And the reason that I can tell you that the church of Jesus Christ will remain forever is not because of your faithfulness, but rather because of His faithfulness. The reason the church is going to prevail is because the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ, the head of the church, the foundation of the church, the reason that we have no reason to weep, the reason that we can rejoice, and the reason that we can be strong is that we have the promise from Jesus that the gates of hell shall not prevail against His church. Now, because of that, because the gates of hell cannot prevail against His church, because the Lion of the tribe of Judah prevails, therefore, I know we have great reason to rejoice. And it doesn't matter how strong the world looks, and it doesn't matter how it looks like evil is overtaking our nation. Brethren, there will always be a remnant that will not bow their knee to the image of Baal. There will always be a remnant that are looking to the Lion of the tribe of Judah. They're depending on the Lamb of God who is worthy of all the worship and praise and glory. And they're trusting in the Lion of the tribe of Judah that He will prevail and that He does prevail and that He is prevailing. And that's the reason we don't need to be weeping. Is because the Lion of the tribe of Judah prevails. He hath prevailed. Rejoice in the Lord. That's a good one. Yes, it is. Mark chapter 16. Death. Now, there's a reason to weep, isn't it? I've already mentioned that we don't need to weep because we don't understand all the Word of God. We don't need to weep because of that, because God can open it up to us. We don't need to weep when we're led into temptation, because with every temptation, and the Scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 10:13, that there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that ye are able. I don't need to worry about Satan ever having more power than I have, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The Lion of the tribe of Judah is in you. Jesus, the Lamb of God, is in you. And that's the reason you can prevail over temptation. And that's the reason the church will never be conquered. Death. Death. If I die this week, some of you are going to cry. If you die this week, if any of you die this week, I'm going to cry. You know what I need to hear? You know what I need to hear? What are those two words that the angel spoke to John? What? Weep not. Weep not. Weep not. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 says, "Brethren, I would not have you to sorrow as other men sorrow." That is, when we have loved ones who die, we don't need to be worrying and crying and weeping. Why? "Weep not. For behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed." You know what he prevailed over? He prevailed over the grave, didn't he? He arose from the grave. Jesus Christ, though he was crucified, and though he died, and though he was placed in that tomb, he arose. And Mark chapter 16, as well as Matthew 28, and some of the other scriptures, they talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And when Jesus arose, he was prevailing. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lamb of God, came forth up out of the grave. And when those women went to the tomb early in the morning on the first day of the week, when they got to that tomb, and though they had been weeping, and though others were still weeping, the message they heard was, "Weep not. Weep not. He is not here. He is not here. He is what? He is risen. And because he lives, because he's alive, I can face tomorrow. In fact, because he lives, I can face today. And because he lives, I know that all that are in Christ, that they're going to be raised with him. Therefore, when my loved ones die..." Brother Brooks and I went somewhere this past Tuesday, was a week ago, that I haven't been in several years. We went to my daddy's grave and my son's grave. I don't go to graveyards. I went there because my mama said, "Please go see Papa's grave." Well, I went. I didn't shed a single tear. My son's grave and my daddy's grave, right there, right next to each other. I'm sorry, brethren. You can think I'm hard if you want to. My daddy is not in that grave. My son is not in that grave. The Bible tells us that in the very moment that one dies, the spirit returns to God that gave it. What's in that tomb is no more. And God showed me this the day that my son died. I got a haircut the morning that my son died. And I was looking at that hair falling in the floor. And then about an hour later, my son was dead. And I thought about that hair that was there in the floor. Did you know your hair is alive? Right now your hair is alive. And when you go to the beauty shop, now the first time you carry these little pretty little children to the beauty shop, they cut it off. You sometimes save the curls, don't you? But you don't still save them. Brother Richard, when you shave Walker's head, do you still save that hair? No, you don't save the hair. What's in that grave? What's in that grave is no more alive than that hair that's falling on the floor when you cut your hair. Jesus Christ arose from the dead. And therefore, the Bible says that the day of one's death is better than the day of one's birth. We rejoice when somebody's born and we cry when they die. And yet the Scripture says the day of one's death is better than the day of their birth. "Weep not, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed." He's alive and he's well. And sometimes when I'm going about my daily activities and you're going about your daily activities, sometimes we weep because we have troubles and we have problems and we have sicknesses and we have pain and we have different kinds of trouble in our lives, and we cry and we cry and we cry. You know what the Scripture says? The Scripture says, "Weep not, weep not. The Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed." Do you know who's with you every day of your life, wherever you go? You see, it's not, I think people have a completely mistaken idea that Jesus is up there in heaven. And I hear children of God sometimes say, "Oh, I just look forward to going home to be with the Lord. I look forward to one day being with Jesus." You know, Jesus is with me today right here. Jesus is down here. Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He not only rose from the grave, but he established his kingdom on the earth. And his kingdom is right now. And he is today ruling and reigning and rewarding his people according to their works while they live here in the earth. And therefore, Jesus says to us today, when you're having your troubles and your problems, "Weep not. Weep not, the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed. Jesus is with you. Jesus is touched with the feeling of your infirmities. Jesus knows all about your troubles. Jesus knows about every problem, every heartache, every grief, every sorrow that you have. Jesus is touched with all of those things. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. You know, one last time we're going to say, you know when we're going to say it the last time that the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed? One day Jesus is coming back and He's going to, all that the Scripture says, that all the dead in Christ shall rise. That Brother Brooks was standing there, he said, it's kind of, I don't remember the wording, but it was kind of sad to think there's Nemo's grave and that I would be buried there and so forth. Did you know one day, Jesus is going to come and all the bodies that are down in the grave, the bodies are going to be raised from the dust of the earth. Do you know how that's going to happen? The Lion of the tribe of Judah shall prevail over death. And He's going to call and all the saints of God, a people so great that no man can number, out of every nation, kindred, tongue, family, and tribe. One day all the saints of God are going to be raised from the dead. The bodies are going to be raised from the dead. They're going to be reunited with the Spirit that's already gone home to be with God. They're going to be conformed to the image of the Son of God and be taken home to be with the Lord forever. Do you know why that's going to happen? It's because the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed. May God help us to find great peace in the truth that the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed and is prevailing and shall prevail, is my prayer for Christ's sake.